Hello everyone. We have today come up with like 26 different topics that we're going to do lives on from this point onwards. So don't fear, we are back. Just to round up, we did Crufts. It was really good.
Busy.
Very busy. We actually met about 20 accountants, which was weird.
And someone to steal the idea. Running theme.
Yeah, just having a look to see what they can steal. We had people just coming stealing, physically stealing stuff off the table, which was hilarious. People wanting to spin the wheel just for spinning the wheel's sake. People taking the leaflet even though they're not self-employed. But we did meet a lot of lovely clients, gave away a lot of free socks, met loads of a lot of new clients.
Loads of glasses of wine.
Oh my God, Prosecco on tap.
Prosecco, yeah.
And we got to the point where we ran out of glasses, so we were drinking them out of coffee cups. So again, you learn from doing it. And if you've done Crufts, it's a learning curve with a lot of stuff. And what we've done this year, we might not necessarily do next year. Like the spinny wheel thing was just, it was good for the clients, but absolute nightmare with people walking past going, what do I get free if I spin the wheel?
Yeah. I think that's the problem, is it? At Crufts, there's loads of businesses there, which is great because that's our target market. There's also a lot of general public there as well. And trying
it's
to...
Hilarious.
Yeah, trying to weed out whether somebody's got a business and whether we're in a position to help that person or if they just want some free stuff that's on the table.
Someone staring at me for 20 minutes. They weren't self-employed. They didn't have a pet business and they literally just stood at the desk for like 20 minutes. And I was like, okay, can't help you. Do you want a sweet? But no, we had a really good time. Hotel wasn't, we paid a lot. We stayed at the Moxie. It was ish. It wasn't more than an ish.
No.
So probably, again, won't stay there next year. So heads up, if you want a quiet night or to get some sleep, don't stay at the Moxie.
I think my minimum thing for a hotel going forward is the fridge in the room. I think that was the one thing that let me down, is there was no fridge in the room. And it was so warm.
The water was in like a weird carton.
Which was
warm. And then we got confused with the free cocktails and that started another debacle.
Yeah.
Grasshoppers or not grasshoppers.
That's a Prosecco or a grasshopper.
Yeah. So we did have a bit of a giggle. We had a crazy woman that was getting sort of harassed by a man, and then
me and Vicky stepped in.
We stepped in and Lee got spat at and he squared up to me and I was like, oh God. So yeah, it all happened at Crufts.
But this was everybody else was walking past.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else was staring. And three of us, because Tegan was there as well. Yeah. We're the only ones that stepped in to help.
So it didn't escalate, thank God. Yeah. Then we went to bed. But no, we had a very good time at Crufts. Met the lovely Carly, for example, came and said hello. So that was lovely. I actually touched a poodle, which I don't know if it was Carly's poodle. Might have been.
I don't know.
Was it yours, Carly? I don't know. But I touched a poodle. So if anyone has watched these before, knows I have a massive phobia of poodles. And I touched one. So we're progressing every Crufts. I can get nearer to a poodle. But yeah, weirdly, wasn't allowed to bring a sausage dog.
Mm.
Can't bring dachshunds to Crufts and your stands because they're banned. So that was interesting. And French bulldogs, which again, hilarious considering one of them won, but there you go. But yeah, so we had a very good time at Crufts. But yes, we will be there next year, still with Prosecco. I think Prosecco gets you through the day.
I just could say it did help with me getting through the day.
There's a couple of clients, not mention any names, Natalie and Sarah, who did take advantage of the free Prosecco and just basically sat next to the table.
Fiona did as well. Did she not take a cup for the train?
Fiona did take a coffee mug full of Prosecco as well to get home. So yes, that was a plus point. So we'll keep the Prosecco. We have as well, obviously every year, as many businesses do, you know, look at what we've done in the previous year. I mean, Lee always have like a little sort of like catch up at the end of the year to go through what we've done and what we haven't done. And we take feedback, if you want to, yes, it was great. We take feedback from clients about things they like, things that they don't like, things that we can tweak. Obviously, sometimes we can't tweak being the local accountant because we just can't. Although you can see us on Zoom. So I don't really know what the difference is, but there we go. But what we have implemented from feedback is the performance packs that we give out every 3 months to our bookkeeping clients. We've actually done for our self-assessment clients. So for our self-assessment people out there, you will get a performance pack on how your business has performed in that 12 months. Generally, if it's we've got more than 1 year's figures as well, so we've got a comparison. So obviously, first year you may well not get one because we've got nothing to compare with. But moving forward, we have introduced the performance pack, so it's more of a graphical way of looking at it and not just a page full of numbers, which 9 times out of 10 people don't really know what they're reading anyway. So we've done a different version to give you a better idea and a more visual idea of how your business is doing. So we've implemented that.
Yeah. And to be fair, there's some really good metrics on that as well, isn't there?
Yeah.
We've tried to drill it down so that you know what your gross profit is, you know what your net profit is, you know how much your business has grown since last year. We've tried to do it so it can tell you how much per pound that you're making as well. So then it looks at your income and your expenses so you can see whether or not the one was greater than the other. So there's some really, really good metrics on there that's easy to read, easy to understand, and easy to compare to what happened last year as well. So you can see if your business is growing.
Yeah.
And I actually think it puts a profit line in there as well. So if we've got last year's figures, then when we put this year's in, it will tell you whether or not your growth is likely to continue, or if we've only got this year's, we can send them out, but the metrics that it gives you are quite limited because there's nothing to compare against. But great little pack, certainly very easy to understand.
So we've got them. We've also implemented and these obviously for clients. On the bottom of mine and Lee's email and most of the team's emails, there'll be a link on there to book a free 20-minute slot. So if you've got a quick question you want answered or you want to pick our brains about something very quick, then you can just book a slot with anyone in the team. It's me, you, Lindsay and Abby, isn't it?
And Tegan as well.
Oh, and Tegan.
Yes.
Me, Lee, Abby, Lindsay and Tegan. And it just gives you that rather than sometimes if you ring up, we're busy or your schedule is busy, you can literally pick a date to chat to us for free for 20 minutes. Again, it's something that we've added on just from feedback that we've had from clients in this year, just to give you a bit extra.
And that it doesn't need to be accounts related either.
No.
So it could be marketing. Tegan used to be a dog groomer with her own salon. So if you are a dog groomer and you've got questions that you're unsure of, you know, pick up.
Might need more than 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, so. Tegan likes to talk as well.
Yeah, so, might need more than 20 minutes.
But yeah, I think my point there is that it can be about absolutely anything. Just give us a ring.
Yeah. Even if you want a natter, sometimes we like a break. Yeah. So just book in. Do it all with Lee. He loves it. Hi, Rebecca. She's put, hey, to people who make my life so much easier. Thank you very much. Jackie's put, is gross profit the same as turnover?
So no. Okay, so your turnover is all of your money that you've generated in sales, okay? Your gross profit is the difference between your cost of sales, which includes things like, so for argument's sake, if you're a dog groomer, your cost of sales would be things that you buy that would, in order, that would allow you to groom the dog that you can specifically allocate to a dog. So that would be things like shampoo. It could be bandanas. It could be consumables like nose balm and paw balm. So basically it's any expense that directly goes into grooming that dog. Things that it excludes are running costs of the business. So the running costs of the business could be like scissor sharpening, staff costs,
electric,
and those type of things. So your gross profit is only to do with direct attributable items to a specific groom of a dog. And then in accountancy wise, again, our gross profit is slightly different because we don't produce a product. We're a service-based industry. So it might be the cost of our zero subscriptions because we can say that zero subscriptions belong to that client. If you are a manufacturer, for argument's sake, your gross profit would be and if you made shampoos as a manufacturer, your gross profit would be all of the cost of the materials that goes into making the shampoo. And you take the cost of those less your turnover, and then that gives you your gross profit. What's left is you then take all of your overhead costs off of over that figure, and that gives you your net profit, which is the bit that you'll be taxed on.
Short answer, no.
Yeah.
No, Jackie, it's good.
But the performance packs that we do explains what's included in those figures. So if you didn't understand my babbling, it is there written down for you, so it's easier to follow.
Short answer, no.
No.
Yes, if you want a short version, come to me. If you want the long-winded version, go to Lee. So we've done the performance packs, the 20-minute calls, like I said, use and abuse them. They're there to help you guys. Obviously, again, use the group. We're going to implement that email address that people can send questions to.
Try and get up and running.
We're looking at getting an admin apprentice.
Yes.
Who is going to obviously help Tegan and do bits and bobs with them. So that would be quite good. Not probably have a direct impact on clients, but if you speak to someone new.
You might start getting emails because our admin team has grown. Obviously, you guys are very familiar with Tegan. And you're familiar with the admin at Thompson Clark email address.
And asked for Pete.
They did.
And didn't even know who I was. That's all right. Me and Lee run the company, but you know, you can go to Tegan, that's fine.
so you're going to start getting... Tegan has taken a different role within the company as well. So a lot of her time now is going to be spent on the phone with clients and prospective new clients. So you'll start to get emails from Nicola, who most of you would have already met anyway, but Nicola will start emailing you, certainly about the onboarding side, if you're just joining us as a new client. So it'll be things like making sure that we've got all your IDs, any of the agent codes that we need to make sure that we can act on your behalf for HMRC. There's Jude as well that you might get when you answer the phone.
Jude's even worse than me with technology, so it's very doubtful you'll get an email off Jude, and if you do, it's probably an error.
Another fourth person on the admin
side. She single-handedly crashed the system by turning off a plug, so she's banned from going away near any technology. But I know sometimes people don't like when they get different team members and things, but sometimes, you know, in order to carry on the service that we provide, we have to get more people. I don't think we've got any people on the horizon as far as like accounts and stuff are concerned. Not
a bookkeeper potentially.
So we try and keep it as the same as we can, because I know people don't like being passed around, and we get that. It's the same as like, mostly I do the self-assessment, so I'll try my best if I did it last year to do it for the following year. So you've got that continuity. But sometimes when people are on the ball, like they are now, we've had so many people send their records in. We're like, bloody hell.
It's great.
It is good because people are actually listening to what we're saying, but it might not necessarily mean that I can do them again. It might go to Lee or it might go to Abby. But we do try and keep that continuity there because we know that you like speaking to the same person. And like I said, if you want to Zoom as well, just let us know you want to Zoom. I know some people find their phone impersonal, so we're more than happy to do Zooms if you want to Zoom us and see our lovely faces again. Like I said, that's more than fine. Just tell us what you want. That's what I guess, because sometimes people will say, oh, well, you didn't do this, but they didn't tell us. So if there's anything that you want from us or anything that you need or any suggestions, then welcome to it.
Yeah, definitely.
Don't take any feedback as long as it's constructive.
For me, I always, if things go wrong, I don't have a look for blame. I don't look of who was the fault of why it went wrong. What I do is I look at why it went wrong and what we need to implement to stop that from happening again. And I think that's a great way to approach things, is because it gets you to review your business and it gets you thinking out of the box as well. And you can think, right, shit, I don't want that to happen again. So how can I stop that? And why did it happen?
Human. Sometimes mistakes happen.
Exactly.
Or something happens and, you know, unless we're told about it, we'll always say, oh, actually, do you know what? Like the email this morning, it was a bit rude. And if the person's listening, it was rude. But we'll take from that, well, actually, is that our fault?
Because we've changed how we do it.
But we're now going to implement the email.
Yeah.
But all it takes is a nice email to say, do you know what? Well, maybe I've misunderstood what you said because you said X, Y, and Z. And then we can go, actually, to be fair, you're right. This is now what we're going to implement. So we don't need rude emails. We're just an email of a suggestion. It's fine.
Yeah. A suggestion box.
But any horrible ones, we'll just get deleted. What else have you done? I think that's
it. It'd be loads.
If you've got paperwork, physical paperwork, please just ask us which address to send it to. Because obviously me and Leo are in different addresses. So if I did it last time, it's helpful if you send it here and vice versa. So just ask us which address to send it to. Rebecca, depending on how you kept your records, because I can't remember off the top of my head, just let us know if you're on software that it's ready and up to date, or if you've got a spreadsheet or anything, basically just email it to me and we'll pop you on the list. So we work first come, first serve basis. So as people send in their records, you'll get put on the list and we'll give you a rough time scale of how long it's going to take for us to get to you at that point. Again, it depends on the time of year. It varies now. It might be 2 to 3 weeks in a couple of months. It could be 1 week, it could be a day. It just depends. But as long as you're on the list, you will get an email once we've started. So Rebecca, like, I'll make a note now and I'll pop you on the list to get done. And that's how we work. If they're urgent, we've got like a mortgage review or whatever, then just let us know it's urgent and we'll try and bump you up the list if we can. But if it's not urgent, just we'll pop you on the list and then you'll get an email once we're done.
Yeah. To be fair, I think it's only, what, 7 days, 8 days into the tax year. Yeah. So we are, and I've been off as well last week. So we will start getting through the tax returns. We're going to get through them quite quickly as well. So I think our timeframes will come down slightly.
Just because Lee's been skiving that it's put me behind.
I'm studying.
Yeah, someone flying planes rather than doing his tax returns. But there we go. Not that bitter. But yes, we also wanted just to give you a few updates if you don't watch the telly or have no interest in budgets and things.
Maybe we can run a competition once I've passed and somebody's brave enough to get in the plane with me.
I ain't getting in the plane with you.
We can run a competition and we can do a free flight for someone.
Mm-hmm. Well, free flight, you want to get into someone who's just learned how to fly a plane? Not me. I will not be getting in this plane for at least 5 years. I don't like flying anyway in a commercial plane, never one that's got propellers. Absolutely bloody not. But if anyone else wants to get in a plane with Lee, then raise your hand and let us know, because I ain't, unless it's got a parachute on my back. It gets pretty air sick.
I do, yeah. It's quite bumpy up there.
It's ridiculous. Fiona sent you loads for the weekend. I have them, Fiona. We've just been moving shit around in the office today, so I've not really been on my emails, having a bit of jiggly poke with the desks, but I will get to them. Right, so...
Spreadsheets. We've got a new spreadsheet that we've designed.
Yes, Lee designed. I designed. Really good. Lee designed a brilliant spreadsheet. For those of you who like the idea of the packs but want something on the computer, we've basically sort of replicated it in a spreadsheet format that you can get off our website. And it just helps you record. It gives you hints and tips.
It does. It's literally the same as our packs.
Kind of literally the same as the packs.
Works in Excel.
But is on a spreadsheet. It does say 24/25 on the spreadsheet, but if you wanted to buy it and use it for 23/24, it makes no difference. The spreadsheet is exactly the same, it just has a different date on the top. So feel free, if you want to use it for this tax year or last tax year, you can do. But again, it's really good and it gives you loads of tips and things.
It actually gives you your metrics as you fill it in as well.
There you go, and gives
so
you your metrics.
If you fill it in for this tax year that's just started a week ago, and you stay on top of it, it gives you all of your cash flows. It tells you how much per pound that you're making as you go through. It gives you your net profit, your gross profit. It gives you percentages as well. Tells you whether or not you're making profit over last month and whether or not that trend will continue. So it actually works out. If you're a dog boarder, groomer, walker, you select a button that basically says which terminology that you'd like to use so that all of the cells then, like for argument's sake, if you're a groomer, it will say that you've groomed X number of dogs and you've made X number of pounds per groom. If you're a dog walker, it'll say that, for argument's sake, it'll tell you that your costs per dog walked is X. So you know how much you're making per dog that you're walking and how much your overheads are costing you per dog as well. So you can work out the difference between the two, whether or not you need to increase your prices, whether you need to cut down on your expenses. But the whole idea of it is that month by month, you get to see at the top of the screen how you're doing for that month so that you can start to make real-time changes within your business that will help you generate more money. And on the master or the dashboard, it tells you how you're doing for this year to date. And it combines all of those months and then gives you an average so that you can see how your business is doing and you can make real-time decisions based on what you filled in on that spreadsheet. So it's really good.
Disclaimer, doesn't tell you how to do your tax return.
No.
And there is instructions of how to use it on the website.
Yes.
But we can't, unfortunately, again, answer individual emails and sort of teach you how to use it. via email, but there is instructions on the website that will tell you how to use it. Can you use it instead of free agent? It sounds easier to understand.
I actually based some of the graphs from it on free agent, so you can use it instead of free agent.
But bear in mind, making tax digit will be coming into play yes. 26, 27.
Once that comes into play, you will have to move back onto software and the spreadsheet, unfortunately, you can't use. But in the short term, if you wanted to use a spreadsheet now, absolutely, yes, you can.
That's absolutely fine, Abby. Some people prefer to use spreadsheets, some people prefer to use a software, some people prefer to use the written packs, which is why we've kind of like catered for everybody. So there's a spreadsheet, there's the packs. However, we only have 4 packs left. I think Lee's removed them from the website because we didn't want to oversell. So if you did want a physical written pack, whether you're a groom or a walker, a board or whatever, then let us know, because we only have
the generalized packs left.
And then we're not making any more until next year. So let us know if we want them. But what I was going to say about the budget, the VAT threshold has increased to £90,000. They've increased it by a massive £5,000, which for some delays the inevitable for a couple of months. Not major difference really, but just so you know, the VAT threshold is 90,000. What's the deregistration figure?
88.
So if you're nearing that figure and you don't have an accountant, please, please speak to one. It doesn't have to be us if you've got someone else in mind, but please speak to us or them, because you don't want to go over, because it is more stressful.
And remember, that's a rolling 12 months. So it's not from typically, it's not from April to April, but as we're in April, it is going to be from last April to this April. Just be mindful of that.
A lot of people will always do, even if it's like throughout the year, we'll go from April to April, but it's not. It's the rolling 12 months. So again, that catches people out. We, at some point, Abby's put, she's going to try and persevere with it. We have got in the pipeline to do little short courses on Free Agent and Xero, where you'll have little videos of us basically doing various tasks in the software. But until we've done that, I can't give you a time frame, because we were meant to do it last year and we still haven't. So
it's just finding the time to do it. We do a lot for the group. And we try to put things together as well, like the packs and crafts. And those are the little things that take a lot of time that necessary clients or people don't tend to see. Mm-hmm. So me and Vicky don't get very much time away from those things. Because I think
unless you go to Hershey.
Unless we go to Hershey, in which case we have loads of time. But again, Vicky's been talking about the Spanish retreat, and doubt that's going to start being planned very shortly.
25, so. I'm on it. I've already got 10 people from Crofts that said they want to do it. obviously, I don't want it to be a massive group, because it'll then detract from the whole point of the retreat. But it is going to be in Spain somewhere, either Spain or France, depending on the area, because that'll be cheapest to get to. Probably Spain. It'll be a small group. And probably like 2 or 3 days where we'll have a mixture of sort of like business time, and then you can go and do your own thing. We'll have some drinks, we'll have a little bit of a party, but it will be obviously business related, because that's what makes it allowable. So once I've got an area in Spain where I want it to be, we just need to find obviously a venue and put some costs together, which I will do probably this summer. And I'll spout some figures out and see what people
just say.
I mean, I'll have to go and check it out.
The majority of the team has offered to go as well.
So mainly I'll have to go to Spain to check out that it's a suitable venue for at least a week. And obviously see what the prices are. Because I know flights to Spain, if you do them in advance, are fairly cheap. We don't want it to be something that's going to be mega expensive. And obviously we're there to help you for your business. So. Yeah. God knows what the content's going to be at this stage. Don't know. As long as you do an hour a day, it's business related, we're fine. So we'll be like, everyone bring their accounts with them. Oh yeah, they look good, right, pub. But no, we want it to be to help you. So I know there's a few I feel like just want a weekend away.
I think if we replicate what we did when we went to Hershey, that would, because that's been invaluable for us.
Yeah.
And it's allowed us to grow our business.
Shit.
It was It was horrific, boring.
It was meant to be the biggest grooming show in America, and it was smaller than Groomfest.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a tenth of the size of Croft.
No.
It's in two pokey little rooms. I don't know. We walked in and walked out, basically.
It was bad.
Walked in and went.
But well, we made the most of it.
We did. Hershey was a strange place. We met a lovely guy who had his little case of beers and...
From Quakertown.
But yes, so it is obviously going to be business related with obviously a lot of fun thrown into the mix. So we will do that because I know there's quite a few people that want to get on board with that. What else has come in from the budget that people need to have within the VAT threshold? The
VAT insurance, minimum wage for employees have increased.
Yes. So if you're employing someone and you're not sure of the changes and you're doing your own payroll and you want some help with that, then again, you can give Georgie a ring, who's our payroll manager. She can discuss fees and things. It's not mega expensive. And we have an excellent system in place. So get in touch with us for that. Yes, national insurance has been lowered. Rebecca, if you bank with Metal and use free agent, do I also have to list my expenses in free agent or my outgoings on Metal classes? Right. So, Rebecca, whatever bank you've got linked to free agent, so if you're using Starling and Metal because you just want to get free agent for free, anything that goes through those banks needs to be labelled if it is for business or personal use, and you need to make sure you tick the right button. If, and this is where people get confused, where if you've connected your bank, let's just say it's the Metal Bank, and you go to Pets at Home and you buy 20,000 poo bags, you don't then need to put that in the out-of-pocket expenses bit on free agent because it'll duplicate.
It went through your bank account.
Whatever goes through your bank account, you label and categorise through free agent. If you paid for it on your personal card and it hasn't gone through your bank, then you can put it through out-of-pocket expenses. But don't do both, because otherwise it makes a nightmare, because everything then is duplicated.
Double dipping on the claim as well.
Yeah.
So you've got to be really careful.
Whatever banks are linked to free agent, it's going to pull in all of those transactions that you've done. And again, if you've got one that's business and personal, you need to tick the button when you link the bank that says this is also a personal account. Otherwise, it'll expect everything to be business related. So make sure that you do that. And as well, get your dates right. In the settings, accounting dates, make sure you put the right accounting date, because every time I go in, it's a wrong date.
It's the first thing we check.
Literally, I go accounting dates, out-of-pocket expenses, bank accounts is my little three steps to check.
I go balance sheet and see who's classified things as assets.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Or drawings as net salary expense.
Yeah.
If you are a sole trader and you're withdrawing money for your wages, please click money paid to user and then drawings. Perfect. Do not put it as net salary expense. Otherwise, it will classify it as an expense, which drawings are not. So just make sure you don't do that. There's like a million other ones, but they're the main culprits.
Yeah.
And realised currency exchange. I don't even know where that comes in. Like, how do people even click on that? I don't know. What else? So I think that's it, isn't it?
Pretty much it, yeah. We've covered the budget. We've done some national insurance. Payroll, I think, starting at £16.50 plus that a month. So, again, cheap as chips.
We've got some good topics coming up. So just to give you some little tasters, we have tax return pitfalls, which might possibly be next week. So that's a good one if you're filling in your own tax return. How to close a limited company if you are a limited company. And again, people wrongly register as a limited company, then don't know how to close it. We've got differences between your accounting types, cash and accruals basis, which again, we get a lot of questions on. Getting your partnership right for those of you who want to start partnerships, VAT schemes, directors' loans, mileage or fuel, assets, payroll, how to market, how to become a client. There's loads of different ones.
We've done 26.
Weeks.
So we've lined up the next 26 weeks of lives ready to go.
We should be here every week from this point forward. Yes. It's just, I'm not going to lie, I've been a bit lazy. but it has been a bit of a after the year ends, like after the 31st of January, we are a bit like, oh, like zombies. But we're back at it now. Good to go.
Mia, if you want to give Abby or Lindsay a call on 01228 264652, they will be able to give you some guidance of how you can do it, or if you want to become a client so that we can take on your confirmation statement and your limited company accounts just to get it all done and dusted for you, they will be able to give you everything that you need.
I'm just going to type the number in.
Yeah.
What is it?
01228 264652.
I love how I don't even know it. Don't ring myself. Right, so there you go. Mia, I've just put that number in for you so you can give us a shout. I've just tagged it in your comment, Mia, and then ask for Lindsay or Abby, and they will help you out with that. That's absolutely fine. So, yes, loads of topics. Remember that you can re-listen to all of these on the Pet Accountant podcast, which you can find on Spotify and all your normal channels, and there'll be like loads of other ones. Just bear in mind, when we've maybe done a live on expenses a year ago, that things change. So what might have been allowable a year ago might not be allowable now, which is why we might do a couple of topics the same as we've done last year, like expenses and things like that, because things update. So if you are listening to old podcasts because you want to see if something's allowable, it might be worth just chucking the question in the group as well, because like I say, HMRC change their guidelines all of the time. So it's useful just to double check, because like I say, what might have been allowable then might not be allowable now.
And to give you an idea of that, HMRC probably last month, announced that pickup trucks were becoming classed as cars rather than vans. So they issued guidance that all these rear pickup truck. They previously were all classed as vans. There was a test case that went to court, and HMRC decided that from June or July, they was all going to be classed as cars if you bought one, and you'd be taxed completely differently on there. There was outrage within the farming community, and HMRC reversed their decision.
Like they did with closing the telephone.
Exactly, yes. So that just goes to show you how quickly tax law changes on certain items.
Yeah.
It can be different from one week to another. Yeah. So
not us being shit, just things change. And like I say, something that I might have said it was allowable a year ago might not be allowable now. And obviously that's something that we've got to keep up to date with, which we try and do. But obviously it'd be literally impossible to look at all of it because it literally changes every day. So we will keep you on the right track, and we will do another sort of like expenses live to go through some of that stuff again that can and can't be claimed. But again, use that email that we're going to send out if you've got any questions, you know, like, can I claim for my garage conversion? Oh, that is going to be live. What I cannot claim with a garage conversion or shed conversion or whatever sort of conversion you want it to be, and what you can and cannot put through, because we get all sorts of things on that. So that's going to be a very specific one, which I might bump up to the top of the list because I think it is useful, especially if you're doing one tax return. Other than that, we will be back next Wednesday, probably. Most of the time will be like on a lunchtime, like it is now, sort of lunchtime, early afternoon. But we will let you know in advance, just in case it's a topic that is relating to you and you want to listen to it. But again, any questions you've got, any topics you guys want us to talk about, then feel free to email us or pop it in the group and let us know, and we'll do a live on that topic.
Yeah, cool.
Fabulous. Right, well, nice to be back, and hopefully it'll be less weird next time, so we'll be staring at and sat next to me. We're just looking at each other on the screen, which is horrific. So it's nice when I can just see his face and not looking like this. But yeah, sorry for the weird first 5 minutes. Talk to what, and we haven't even had a drink. We had a pop. We just had a bottle of pop at the pub. So no excuses. But yes, we'll be back next week. Thank you all for again using the group. Any questions, feedback, anything you want us to do, like I say, we're all ears, so just let us know. And yeah, if you want to become a client, hit us up on that number or drop us an email, which is at the top of the banner in the group. Otherwise, have a great week. Make lots of money. Make sure you record everything. Keep your receipt. And we will talk to you guys next week.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye. bye.
Now I just have to work out, turn this off. We're like, bye in a minute when I can find the screen that turns me off. I don't actually know where it is. Oh, there it is.